The hands didn't move. He edged closer. What was it? Wobslin's voice came through the speakers. Just a moment, Hauser said. He went closer, rifle ready. One of the hands moved slightly, as though trying to get a better grip on the lip of the tunnel floor. Hauser's heart thudded. He went toward the tall open doors, his feet crunching on the warm debris. He saw semi-suited arms as he went closer, then the top of a long, laser-scarred helmet. With a rasping noise he had heard Mejel make when they charged during a battle, a third hand, he knew it was a foot, but it looked like a hand, and it was holding a small pistol, flashed up from the elevator shaft at the same time as the Mejel's head looked up and out, straight at him. He started to duck. The pistol cracked, its plasma bolt missing him by only a few centimeters. Hauser shot quickly, ducking and going to one side. Fire blew out all around the lip of the elevator, smashing into the gloves. With a scream, the gloved hands vanished. Light flickered briefly in the circular shaft. Hauser ran forward, stuck his head between the doors and looked down. The dim shape of the falling Mejel was lit by the guttering fire still burning on its suit gloves. Somehow, it still held the plasma pistol. As it fell, screaming, it fired the small weapon, the cracks of its shots and the flashes from the bolts drawing further away as the creature holding it, firing it, whirled, its six limbs flailing, down into the darkness.
Horza? Yalson shouted. Are you all right? What the fuck was that?
I'm fine, he said. The Mejel was a tiny, wriggling shape, deep in the shaft's tunnel of vertical night. Its screams still echoed, the microscopic sparks of its burning hands and the firing plasma pistol still flaring. Hauser looked away. A few small thuds recorded the hapless creature's contact with the sides of the shaft as it dropped.
What's that noise?
Duralo said. The Mejel was still alive. It shot at me, but I got it, Hauser told them, walking away from the open elevator doors. It fell. It's still falling, down the elevator shaft.
Shit,
breathed Nysin, still listening to the faint, fading, echoing screams.
How deep is that?
10 kilometers if none of the blast doors are shut, Hauser said. He looked at the external controls for the other two lifts and the transit capsule entrance. They had escaped more or less undamaged. The doors leading to the transit tubes were open. They had been closed when Hauser inspected the area earlier. Yalson shouldered her gun and walked down the tunnel toward Hauser.
Well, she said, let's get this ARP on the road.
Yeah, Nysin said. What the hell? These guys aren't so tough after all. That's one down already.
Yeah, deep down, Yalson said.
Hauser inspected the damage to his suit while the others came down the tunnel. There was a burn on the right thigh, a millimeter deep and a couple of finger breadths wide. Save for the unlikely chance of another shot falling on the same place, it hadn't harmed the suit.
A fine start, if you ask me, the drone muttered as it started down the tunnels with the others.
Hauser went back to the tall, buckled, pitted doors of the lift shaft and looked down. With the magnifier up full, he could just make out a tiny, sparkling, deep, deep below. The helmet's external mics picked up a noise, but from so far away and so full of echoes, it sounded like nothing more than the wind, starting to moan through a fence. They clustered in front of the open doors of an elevator shaft, not the one the Mejel had fallen down. The doors were twice the height of any one of them, dwarfing them all as though they were children. Hauser had opened those doors, taken a good look, floated down on the suit's AG a little way, then come back up. It all looked safe. I'll go first, he told the assembled group. If we hit any trouble, let off a couple of chaff grenades and get back up here. We're going to the main system level about 5 kilometers down. Once we get through the doors, that's us more or less in Station 4. From there, we'll be able to turn on the power, something the Adirans haven't been able to do. After that, we'll have transport in the form of transit tube capsules.
What about the trains?
Wobslin asked. The transit tubes are faster, Hauser said. We might have to start a train up if we capture the mine. Depends exactly how big it is. Besides, unless they've moved them since I was here, the nearest trains will be at Station 2 or Station 6, not here. But there is a spiral tunnel at Station 1 we could bring a system train up.
What about the transit tube up here? Yalson said. If that's the way that Mejel suddenly appeared, what's to stop another one hiking up the tunnel?
Hauser shrugged. Nothing.
I don't want to fuse the doors closed in case we want to come back that way once we have the mind. But if one of them does come up that way, so what? It'll be one less down there for us to worry about. Anyway, somebody can stay up here until we're all safely down the lift shaft, then follow us. But I don't think there'll be another one so close behind that one.
Yes. That one you didn't manage to talk into believing you were both on the same side, the drone said testily.